Why don't we go ahead and take our seats and we'll begin. We'll call our session of June 22nd to order. There are three items on the agenda: selection of the deputy mayor pro tem, the selection of the mayor pro tem, and then finally, selection of seat assignments. The first item on the agenda is the selection of the deputy mayor pro tem. Mrs. Coop?
Move approval of
Mr. Drummond. Mr. Kinney?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ms. Medrano, congratulations. Pauline, would you like to say a couple words?
Mayor, thank you so much, and colleagues, thank you very much for your support. I will do my best as Deputy Mayor Pro Tem to the audience, to the staff. I really appreciate everything that has been done for this council, and I look for great things, and I would like to definitely welcome Councilmember Hustle and Councilmember Marbles. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Medrano, again, congratulations. Open the floor for nominations for Mayor Pro Tem.
Mayor, I move that the council elect Dwayne Caraway as Mayor Pro Tem.
Second.
Mayor.
Ms. Ratney. Fonseca Hill, Mayor Pro Tem.
Okay. With that, then, Madam Secretary, I'll turn it to you for ballot, please.
Mr. Mayor, we're going to pass out ballots to everyone at this time. Please check off the council member that you are choosing, sign your name and date it, and then we'll count very, very fast, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. We do want to get used to the amount of time that this session will take, however. And then after we complete here and announce the results, then we'll go into the seat assignments, and I'll ask Ms. Watkins to lead that. I think all of you have communicated to her if you want to remain in the seat or go into a selection process. Is that correct? Is there anybody that has not communicated with Ms. Watkins?
And Mr. Mayor, based on the selection of the Mayor Pro Tem and Deputy Mayor Pro Tem, I will confirm that there will be no changes to their request.
Yeah, so you're, Steve, you're in the selection process.
Yes.
I think everybody else is. So the remaining ones who have not opted out, why don't you announce those right now and get that?
I just need to confirm with Mr. Natinsky if he is going to opt out. This is in group two.
As soon as I... Okay. If you confirm the rest of it, I'll decide.
Fair enough.
So that's my issue, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
I figured as much, Mr. Mayor.
You know me well, don't you?
I'm with you. I got it down. Oh, okay. Mr. Salazar is choosing his seat assignment at this time and he is taking his chair with him because Mr. Salazar is the most senior council member that serves on the council.
Okay.
and he chooses to make his seat assignment. He is the most senior council member.
Mr. Mayor, is that all?
The results of the ballot for Mayor Pro Tem, Mr. Carraway received 11 votes, Ms. Hill received 4 votes. Mr. Carraway, congratulations. That's enough. No, please. Madam Secretary, with that, let's go ahead and move the seat assignments, please.
Yes, sir. In group two, we have... Linda Coop chooses to keep her seat. Mr. Natinsky?
Who's in group two?
Group two?
Oh, am I next?
Yes, you are, sir.
And I can sit. What are the open seats?
The open seats currently are Ms. Madrano's former seat.
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah.
Okay. And the seat that Ms. Margolin is sitting in, Mr.
Well, why don't we do this? If you have not opted out, could I ask you to stand up and move away so people can see what are the available seats? Okay. The way it will work, the most senior was Mr. Salazar. He is already selected.
You have run.
Then we have 4 individuals in the second group.
Exactly.
Okay. Of those 4, anybody that does not want to remain in their seat, then we will basically draw straws. 1, 2, 3, 4. That will determine then the selection process. So 1 will get first choice, 2 will get it, and on down. Of each of the seniority pool. So the next pool then is Ms. Coop, Ms. Hunt, Mr. Natinsky,
and Ms. Madrano, but she's
and Ms. Madrano, but she is out now. So as a result of that, of those 3, who has
not opted out? The only council member is Mr. Natinsky.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Mr. Natinsky?
Do you want to remain in your seat, Ron?
All right, I have a choice of that seat or that seat.
No, only for, excuse me, Mr. Atkins. The seats that are available are Council Member Madrano's previous seat.
Correct.
Council Member Salazar's previous seat. Council Member Hill, have you opted out? Are you choosing to stay?
I'm here.
You stay there. Council Member Atkins, are you opting out?
I'm here.
You're staying there.
Okay.
Council Member Kadane, are you opting out?
I'm opting out.
That's fine, but I want to know the seats available. Mr.
My seat will be available.
Okay. Then I'm going to ask you to stand up.
His seat's available.
I'm going to ask you to stand up.
His seat's available, Mr. Natinsky. And Mr. Allen, are you opting out?
Okay.
You staying, and Mr. Newman is opting out. So do you see this, Ms. Davis?
Everybody who's opting out to stand up.
And Delia, if you'll move back, too.
Can I want to help you.
Okay.
You mean you want to select?
Okay, so now these, well, now, I'm a,
Ms. Hunt is staying
with you. Ms. Hunt, do you want to stay in your existing seat?
I'm going to stay right here.
You're going to stay there. Mr. Ratinsky, do you want to stay there?
I'm thinking about
this. Yes.
We need a decision. Okay. If that's the case, then...
Ms. Davis, you stand where you are. Okay, we're ready, Mr. Mayor. These are the seats that are
okay,
available.
Then simply we need to
pick one number between 1 and 10?
No, in the first group. The only two people in this grouping today, right now, is Ms. Coop and Mr. Natinsky. So we only need 2 ballots.
1 and 2 for group 2. 1 and 2 for group 2.
What did you do?
Okay,
next
you're too late, your seat's gone.
Yep.
Did you get Mr. Lipinski's seat?
The
next group is Group 3, Mr. Mayor, Mr. Newman, and is that it? And Mr. Cadane.
Okay, you'll sit there.
Yep.
Mr. Cadane, where do you want to sit?
Here we go.
No. Okay.
Okay, Mr. Mayor. Now it's Group 4, and that's Ms. Davis. And she's staying where she is.
Okay.
Group 5 is Ann Margolis.
And Ann.
And with the completion of that, we're adjourned. Thank you very much.